An unexpected hot-button issue came up before the state Senate Wednesday, whether to keep the bars in Wisconsin open until 4 a.m. during the Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee. The convention, scheduled for July 13th through 16th, is expected to bring 50,000 visitors to the city. An assembly committee passed a bill last week that would extend tavern hours during the convention. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, while the Senate rejected the plan yesterday, the issue isn't over yet.
Currently, bars are open until 2 a.m. during the week and 2:30 on weekends. Democrats brought the bill to extend bar hours during the convention to the floor as an amendment to a larger bill about investing in opportunity zones in Wisconsin. Those are designated areas where people may be eligible for tax breaks if they invest in those regions. The state assembly meets for the last time of the two-year session today, and Democrats thought this was their last chance to weigh in on the bar hour extension. Republican Senator Dale Coinga of Brookfield thought it was ludicrous for Democrats to bring up the proposal in the context of his bill. He says he doubts convention delegates would take advantage of the extended bar hours anyway.
I can't imagine we're going to have thousands of people between 2 and 4 in the morning that, like, they have the energy to be out there still. I imagine they'll be expending a lot of energy during the day and trying to get some rest.
Another person opposed to the idea is Republican Senator Van Wongard of Racine, a former police officer. He says he's concerned the extended hours would cause more drunken driving accidents.
And to extend 2 hours, people to get drunker and drive on our roads is absolutely unconscionable. I could understand if we were doing this where we were focusing on having individuals remaining in a venue and not driving, but we don't have that luxury here. There will be people driving. There will be people, if it stays open longer, that will be driving drunker.
But Democrats supported the measure, including Senator John Erpenbach of Middleton. He says most people attending the convention in Milwaukee will be from out of town and wouldn't be driving anyway. Instead, they would be taking cabs or Uber and Lyft to get to the bars. Erpenbach pointed out the extra revenue the state could bring in just for those 8 hours during the convention.
So for those of you who are opposed to this idea, what you were saying to your districts is we don't want the millions of dollars that the Democrats are going to spend in Wisconsin. Either that or you're just going to do it because you just don't like Democrats.
Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson's district covers downtown Milwaukee, where the Democratic National Convention will be held. She says small business owners in her district are excited about the opportunity to employ more people and bring in more money during the convention.
So what difference is 2 hours going to make? If you are a waitress in a bar or a restaurant and you're depending on those tips, it makes a world of difference. If you are a bar owner in an underprivileged area that has the opportunity to make a few additional dollars for a few additional hours during that period of time, it is the difference between you being able to make a profit or your business taking a loss.
The Senate rejected the plan on a voice vote. It goes to the Republican-controlled Assembly today, where it's expected to pass. The bill could then go back to the Senate next month as standalone legislation. Democratic Governor Tony Evers supports the measure, and his office says he'll sign it. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.